Is your vibration a good measure to ask for? Is your vibration a good measure to ask for? What one number could be better? Hundreds of people ask for their vibration, or their frequency, and none of them is too happy about the number they get. Why? Because they don't know what to do with that number. This article will explore a more useful number, a number that, if you are so inclined, can grow. And your vibration and life satisfaction will grow with it. My training/coaching program focuses on another measure. I had an insight today. Instead of looking at the 67 steps as a collection of guidance, or even principles, it is a lot more useful to look at it as a dictionary of sorts. Another way to look at your daily steps, inside this different view, is mini vacations in foreign lands, without having to buy the flight, hotel, and have a passport. These mini visits are like mini immersions into a culture with its own language, that gives you both a break from your regular same old life and an education that you cannot get in any other way. Your homework attitude to reading and stuff is your undoing. Ascending to the high seat, Dogen Zenji said, and quote, Zen Master Hogen studied with Keishin Zenji. Once Keishin Zenji asked him, Joza, where do you go? Hogen said, I am making pilgrimage aimlessly. Keishin said, what is the matter of your pilgrimage? Hogen said, I don't know. Keishin said, not knowing is the most intimate. Hogen suddenly attained great enlightenment. End quote. What are distinctions? Distinctions are words in a dictionary. They reveal reality deeper than it's expected. And they round out our cursory knowledge we base on the foggy ideas people teach us, people so popular with the half-educated or uneducated. Distinctions are mostly a type of dictionary terms, the type where the words talk of underwater parts of the iceberg, the invisible part wherein lies all the power. The popular knowledge, New Age, and even mainstream psychology, deal with the visible, and makes up stuff that is supposedly below the visible, but it's made up stuff. Reality doesn't prove its veracity, its existence. Like most spiritual laws, mind power and the kind. Popular knowledge is intentionally foggy. When you fish in muddy waters you occasionally find stuff, but mostly you see the waters swirling. And that mesmerizes the uninitiated, the naive, the uneducated, and unsophisticated. In a country where they shove education down your throat by mediocre to low-level teachers. Teachers who teach forced curriculum that gives no freedom and no room for inspiration, every person is uneducated or half-educated. Fundamental adherence to wisdom and knowledge principles is missing. A client's acquaintance says, end quote, I mean what I say, end quote. But most people, when you ask them what they mean, they actually don't know. They cannot really say what they mean, so they cannot mean what they say. A foggy statement means nothing. Clarity is rare. Recognizing that one is not clear is rare too. Recognizing that the combination unclear messages with your lack of vocabulary is the rarest. There is a quote I hate. They attribute it to Mark Twain. The quote is about spelling. But a word is not its spelling. And Mark Twain was near masterful to the meanings, even if he didn't know how to spell a word like others spell it. Mark Twain's accurate vocabulary was 30%. But spelled correctly or incorrectly, words are the building blocks of our knowledge, and they are accurate or inaccurate. What makes language useful is being able to tell words apart. When you only approximately know most words, when you have neither clarity nor distinction, you are called foggy. And your world, your eyes, your sense of direction, your sense of right and wrong, and healthy and loving and all that is also foggy. If you relate to the world, books, etc. as something to learn, you enter what I call unquote, homework mentality unquote. And don't give a hoot about the world you see, the books you read beyond being able to get through it, to get to the good stuff. Whatever you call the good stuff. You run through life so you can get to the end of it. And you do it badly. And any marketeer, throaty priestess can sell you something, you are always the sucker in the room. Why? Because you have no clarity. You cannot gain clarity when you live life looking out of a car driving at 100 miles an hour. Live as a blur and your results will be consistent with blur. Clarity comes from hanging out with stuff. The 67 steps is stuff to hang out with. Not to learn. Please don't. My clarity went from 1,000 to 4,000 in 26 months. One step a day, an average of 6 a week. Muscle test says that my vocabulary can go as high as 5,000. What does vocabulary have to do with having a good life? What does vocabulary have to do with your life in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual realms? Everything, I say. We interact with the world, with reality, through words. No words, no interactions. The natives of the Americas are said to not had any conscious knowledge that something was happening when Columbus' three ships anchored on their shores. Myth or not myth, unless you know what you are looking at, unless you have a word for it, it doesn't exist for you. You may have vague misgiving, an uncomfortable feeling. But until you can identify, with words, what is going on, only the feelings exist. The words of the 67 steps, principles, and such from famous people in Tai Lopez's understanding, puts words around a whole slew of phenomena that you and I have never encountered, never stopped to observe, and thus we have a really small accurate vocabulary, and with that only a small world where we can be effective. What does vocabulary, accurate vocabulary have to do with being effective in life? Accurate words, distinctions, are the dots in a printed picture. If you have a 50 to 60 p, dot per inch, newsprint quality picture of the world, you'll be inquat, approximately inquat, informed. A glossy inquat, Skin magazine inquat, has 150 p. 9 times clearer. A photograph is another 9 times clearer. The more information, the more dots per inch you have accurately, the more power you have in life and with life. Money, health, relationships, your feelings, your attitudes, life. Inaccurate or approximately are the enemies. Why am I using the 67 steps program to train you instead of talking to you about what you want to talk about? When we talk, it is hard for me to catch that you are listening approximately. I do find it out in a day or two, but not when it's happening. And correction is best caught when it's happening. My best students have an accurate vocabulary to the tune of 400. You shouldn't care about your vibration. You will be doing your life at the level the number and accuracy of your words and distinctions. Really? Why aren't gurus talk about accurate vocabulary instead of vibration? Because to increase the accuracy of your vocabulary, they would have to tell you to do some work. Ugh. And there is no money, and there is no woo-woo in that.